body systems, and other terminology. In order to successfully navigate the infection prevention landscape, it is crucial to possess knowledge of basic human anatomy. Without that foundation, it is difficult to understand how infections are transmitted, how they invade, and how symptoms of the infections manifest. We will start with an overview of the body systems that are important to infections and infection prevention before moving on to discuss anatomical area names, cavity names, membranes, and other terms. We will then close with a discussion of symptom definitions. The information and graphics provided in this topic are primarily adapted from Medical Terminology for Healthcare Professions by Andrea Nelson and Catherine Green. Body systems. Here we provide a brief overview of the body systems that are important to infection prevention concepts, listed in alphabetical order. Cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular system is responsible for delivery of oxygen and nutrients throughout the body, as well as the transport of waste, carbon dioxide and other, away from cells. It includes the heart and blood vessels, arteries, veins, and capillaries. Exhibit 1-3 depicts the cardiovascular system. Exhibit 1-3, cardiovascular system. Digestive system. The digestive system processes food and breaks it down into usable nutrients, while removing waste from food that is not able to be digested. It includes the stomach, liver, gallbladder, large intestine, and small intestine. Exhibit 1-4 depicts the digestive system. Exhibit 1-4, digestive system. A common term that is related to the digestive system is enteric, which describes something relating to or affecting the intestines. For example, a common way to differentiate bacteria families is whether they are enteric or not. Endocrine system. The endocrine system secretes hormones and regulates bodily processes. It includes the pituitary gland, located within the brain, thyroid gland, pancreas, adrenal glands, and testes or ovaries. Exhibit 1-5 depicts the endocrine system. Exhibit 1-5, endocrine system. Integumentary system. The integumentary system encloses the internal structures of the body, creating a physical barrier against invasion from microbes that is an important immune defense mechanism. It includes hair, skin, and nails, and is the site of many sensory receptors. Exhibit 1-6 depicts the integumentary system. Exhibit 1-6, integumentary system. Lymphatic system. The lymphatic system moves fluids that surround organs back into the blood system and transports immune system cells around the body, making it crucial to the body's defense systems against infection. It includes the thymus, lymph nodes, spleen, and lymphatic vessels. Exhibit 1-7 depicts the lymphatic system. Exhibit 1-7, lymphatic system. Nervous system. The nervous system is responsible for capturing and processing sensory information and activating bodily responses. It includes the brain, spinal cord, and peripheral nerves that extend throughout the body. Exhibit 1-8 depicts the nervous system. Exhibit 1-8, nervous system. Respiratory system. The respiratory system is responsible for the delivery of oxygen to the blood and the expulsion of carbon dioxide. It includes the nasal passage, trachea, and lungs. Exhibit 1-9 depicts the respiratory system. Exhibit 1-9, respiratory system. Urinary system. The urinary system removes waste and excess water from the blood, excreting them from the body. It includes the kidneys and the urinary bladder. When including reproductive organs in the grouping, this is referred to as the genitourinary system. Exhibit 1-10 depicts the urinary system. Exhibit 1-10, urinary system. None of these systems function alone, and each plays an important role in overall immune function and/or infection symptoms and transmission. Understanding the organs, organ location, and function of each system is important to diagnosing which organisms may be causing an infection prior to laboratory confirmation. It is also important when attempting to limit the spread of organisms through standard and transmission-based precautions. Anatomical area terminology. In addition to the body systems and organs, there are some important terms that describe anatomical areas of the human body. These terms may be encountered in symptom descriptions, among other places. Some of these terms include abdominal or abdomen, antecubital or elbow, axillary or armpit, buccal or cheek, cephalic or head, cervical or neck, cranial or skull, dorsal or back, facial or face, femoral or thigh, gluteal or buttocks, inguinal or groin, lumbar or lower back, nasal or nose, oral or mouth, orbital or eye, ocular, otic or ear, oris, pubis or pubic, sacral or sacrum, thoracic or chest, thorax, vertebral or spine. Note that you may encounter some areas with different terminology that describes the same place. These alternate terms are shown above in parentheses, following the common language meaning. Exhibit 1-11 depicts the location of the above terms. Exhibit 1-11, anatomical areas, directional terms relative to body. There are certain descriptive terms that help describe the location of symptoms or body structures. For example, there are two large veins responsible for returning blood to the heart, each called a vena cava. By referring to them as the superior or inferior vena cava, it is possible to discern which specific vein is being referenced. Anterior or ventral. This describes the front or a direction toward the front of the body. Posterior or dorsal. This describes the back or a direction toward the back of the body. Superior or cranial. This describes a position above or higher than another part of the body. Inferior or caudal. This describes a position below or lower than another part of the body. Lateral. This describes a position toward the side of the body, away from the midline. Medial. This describes a position toward the middle of the body, closer to the midline. Proximal. This describes a position on a limb that is closer to where the limb attaches to the body. Distal. This describes a position on a limb that is further away from where the limb attaches to the body. Given the ability of limbs to be held in different positions, it is important to note that these terms are referred to as though the body is in a normal, relaxed standing position with arms hanging at the side of the body, palms facing forward. These various directional terms are shown in Exhibit 1-12. Exhibit 1-12, directional terms, body cavities. Also of importance to symptom interpretation and diagnostic processes are the various cavities of the body. Some of the important cavities to remember include the following. Dorsal body cavity. This cavity features two main subdivisions. Cranial cavity. This cavity houses the brain, protected by bone and cerebrospinal fluid. Vertebral cavity, or spinal cavity. This cavity encloses the spinal cord and is protected by vertebrae and cerebrospinal fluid. Ventral body cavity. This cavity also features three main subdivisions. Thoracic cavity. This cavity is the upper cavity of the ventral body cavity and is unclosed by the rib cage. It contains two subdivisions, pleural cavity. This cavity contains the lungs, pericardial cavity. This cavity contains the heart, abdominal cavity. This cavity contains the digestive organs, including the stomach, liver, gallbladder, small intestine, and large intestine. It also contains the kidneys, pelvic cavity. This cavity contains the bladder and reproductive organs. These cavities are depicted in Exhibit 1-13. Exhibit 1-13. Body cavities. Membranes. Important to the body's ability to avoid infection are membranes, which are a thin layer of cells that cover the exterior of the body, the organs or internal passages that adjoin an orifice. These are the main types of membranes pertinent to infection prevention. Mucous membranes. These line the digestive, respiratory, urinary, and reproductive tracts. They are coated with secretions, mucus, that help protect the body from infection. Serous membranes. These line the peritoneal, pleural, and pericardial cavities, all of which are closed off from the exterior of the body. Cutaneous membrane. This is the skin, which covers the exterior of the body. Synovial membranes. These line joint cavities and produce the fluid within the joint. The above tissue membranes in the body are often separated into two broader categories of membranes, epithelial and connective. Connective membranes include the synovial membranes, while epithelial membranes consist of mucus, serous, and cutaneous membranes. Exhibit 1-14 depicts where each type of membrane is found. Exhibit 1-14, Membranes. Nelson A. and Green K. 2021, Medical Terminology for Healthcare Professions. University of West Florida Pressbooks. https://pressbooks.uwf.edu/medical-terminology/. Symptom terminology. When faced with a potential infectious individual, there are a wide range of symptoms that may arise. While it is impossible to define every potential symptom, we will examine many of the commonly encountered symptoms in Exhibit 1-15. Exhibit 1-15. Symptom terminology.